So, just a quick word about what we're doing here today. Michaela has asked to be baptized because she's put her faith in Jesus Christ alone for her eternal salvation. And Matthew 28, at the end of the gospel, Jesus resurrected, speaking with his disciples before he ascends to the right hand of his Father. It says, Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." So Jesus said that, right? Who has all authority? In heaven and on earth? Jesus. I don't have any authority. Cole and Rinsley, who are going to be doing the dunking, we're operating under Jesus' authority. Because this is what he said. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Jesus possesses all authority. And he says, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them. That word simply means to dunk or to immerse, to dip. Immersing them in the name, singular, of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. So who is here presiding over this baptism today? Jesus says, I am here with you. He is present with us. His disciples who are disciples who of disciples who are making disciples. Disciples are to be disciples that make disciples that make disciples. That see, we've been transformed by Jesus. His love is overwhelming. I know Jesus. I want you to know Jesus too. That's what it's about. We are spreading the good news. That's what gospel means, is good news of Jesus Christ. So what we're doing here today is simply in obedience to Jesus' command, saying when you make a disciple, one of the things you do is you immerse them into the name, into the body of Christ, really, into belonging to the church family, not this church, not Ephraim Church of the Bible, the bigger church. Every true believer in Jesus Christ throughout history and around the globe in every nation, this is what this is about, is belonging to the real Jesus, putting our trust in him. So I'm going to invite Michaela come up and share a little bit of her story, how she gave her life to Jesus, and then Colton Rinsley are going to get her wet.
Okay. I don't know if this is going to be very short, so we'll see how it goes. Also, there's a lot more people here today than normally, so I'm going to just, like, look at my paper so I don't have a few guys to look at. So I'm just going to, like, kind of, like, introduce myself a little bit. So I'm Michaela. I'm 23 years old. I am a teacher. I love studying. I love reading and just anything involved with teaching. And I'm also the oldest of five, and I also am a believer in Jesus. So I've always kind of thought of myself as a believer, like a strong believer in Jesus throughout my life. And I grew up passionately LDS. It wasn't something I just casually believed in. I think it was a key part of my life that defined who I was, and I believe I have full faith in it. And a lot of people who pull away often have some sort of trauma or bitterness towards it, but I'm really grateful for it because it shaped who I am, and it helped me to have a true appreciation for truth and the effect that it can have on a person. And so when I moved to college, I continued to be strong in the faith, and I graduated from seminary and institute, and I created a life for myself in college. I'm searching for who I was, but I was kind of focused on helping others find themselves when I believe I hadn't truly discovered truth myself. But I continued to go to church, and even though I didn't have very many friends that came with. And so, just to kind of get into it, I'll just start reading now. So, for as long as I can remember, I've dreamed of finding a love that consumes me. Deep and passionate, life-changing, the kind I read about in all of my favorite love stories. I searched for it in friendships, relationships, in the approval of others, in the idea of a perfect future. But no matter what I did, that longing never left me. And a little over 2 years ago, everything changed. I was engaged and preparing to go through the temple for the endowment ceremony, and later my ceiling. The endowment ceremony, what I kind of thought was supposed to be an amazing spiritual experience, turned out to kind of be something that was a little bit confusing for me and left me questioning more. And so many of my friends and family had described their experience as deeply spiritual, but I didn't exactly feel that. Instead of clarity and peace, like I previously felt in the temple as a youth, I just found myself being a little bit curious and kind of uneasy. But I continued to brush these thoughts off because at that time I had no room in my life for uncertainty. And I also learned that it would make more sense with time. And so I just kind of brushed it off. But God had different plans for me, and I'm really thankful that He didn't give me what I thought I wanted. So my engagement ended and I found myself lost in heartache, severe anxiety, and loneliness. I'm a very plan-oriented person and struggle with change, and it felt like my entire life was crumbling in front of me, and I struggled to make sense of who I was or what I should do next. I threw myself into confronting the foundation of my faith in hopes that it would help me understand myself and my future. I'm very logical, and I value truth, so I set out to test my beliefs, which is something I think everybody should do. And I wasn't trying to disprove anything, I just wanted peace and clarity and assurance. And to some people in my life, this was viewed as doubting God or not having faith, but it was the complete opposite. I wasn't doubting God, I was seeking Him. I had faith in God, and I wanted to get closer to Him by getting stronger in my faith. And Thessalonians reminds us to examine all teachings and beliefs and to carefully hold on to what is true. And so I spent the last 2 whole years deeply exploring my beliefs, starting from scratch, even questioning the existence of God. I continued to go to my regular church meetings, but I also tried visiting non-LDS churches, specifically ECB, and I just wrestled with my identity. There were many experiences of me going back and forth, being pulled in all sorts of directions by unreliable feelings, the media, friends, family, my own thoughts. I found myself stuck in the middle, unable to fully 100% be LDS again because things couldn't ever be in the same in my mind, but also not able to fully embrace the Christian faith and beliefs. It was incredibly difficult for me. I felt like in a way I would just have to do my own thing with random beliefs forever and that I didn't belong anywhere. I tried to create my own truth in a way, but Jesus is truth and you can't have it without Him. Then last fall, God sent me some of the most kind, understanding, and just beautiful people to help teach me about Jesus. They didn't condemn or criticize and just welcomed my many questions, and God knew the exact personalities that I needed, people who really thought deeply about the things that matter and value truth in the same way I do. The love and just overwhelming excitement for God that they have kind of shocked me and really made me contemplate and wonder if it was real and what made it so different from what I had seen before. God's timing is perfect and uses pain, trials, and weak moments to show us that He is all we need. He knows when we are ready to truly surrender to Him. I needed every second of those 2 years to learn and to recognize the frailty of human love and how the world will never be able to fully satisfy my heart. I can't tell you the exact moment that I was saved because my beliefs changed very gradually, and I don't even know the exact moment myself, but I can tell you the moment that Jesus captured my heart, the moment I just fell from the exhaustion of running in circles, and He caught me. Like much of my life, I had been chasing a feeling, a connection, and that night, this last September, I hit rock bottom. I was experiencing more than one loss and was completely overwhelmed. I was heartbroken, defeated, and had been let down for what felt like the millionth time after getting my hopes up that my dreams existed. All of my emotions I was keeping inside built up, and I was in the most pain that night that I have ever been in. I felt like I would always be hurt by others, that no one could ever understand me, that the love I was looking for didn't exist. Although surrounded, I felt completely alone. That night, I left my house to go for a walk. I was planning on going to the open mic night at the Solid Rock Cafe, but I didn't want to be around anyone in that fragile state. My thoughts were spinning out of control. As I was walking, zoning out with music, a girl stopped me and said, "I just wanted to tell you that you're very beautiful." That little comment hit me hard because it seemed so random. I didn't even look upset, but there are no coincidences. I knew it was a reminder from God that He saw me, and so I turned back and headed to the end of the open mic night. When I got there and sat on the grass in the back, Brinsley here went up there and sang a beautiful song, and It was as if God was speaking directly to me. And in the song, it described to ask your questions. There's nothing here to lose. I was with you every place you've ever been, and I'm the one that held you when you couldn't stand. If you're wondering who can heal your brokenness, I can. Allow me to introduce myself again. I'm the love you used to think could not exist. I had gotten there at the exact time I needed to, and it completely wrecked me. And I lost it right there in that moment. I thought there was so much to lose, that no one could understand, that no one could heal my brokenness. And here Jesus was telling me that he could, that he was here waiting for me to let him love me. In that moment, I decided that was it. No more back and forth. This was where I was meant to be, and I was going to see it through. Since that moment, every single day has been filled with gaining new knowledge and understanding about who Jesus is. But I actually found myself getting somewhere. I praise God for all the ways he has been able to answer my questions and concerns through the Holy Spirit, the amazing gift of his word in the Bible, and the beautiful body of Christ that I am now a part of. So what could possibly pull me away from what once defined me? The answer is absolutely nothing. Nothing but my beautiful, wonderful, inexhaustible God and Creator. Leaving the faith I once knew was not easy in the slightest. I had to leave something that I loved, that connected me to friends and family, and that I believed was truth. I did not make the decision lightly, though, and I'd go through it all again, every single painful moment, for this outcome. No longer am I worried about receiving what the world has to offer, because Jesus holds my heart now, and nothing even comes close to what he did for and to me. Paul sums it up perfectly in Philippians, but whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ, Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. So now I stand here as a believer in Jesus, not the Jesus of my life 3 years ago, as my older spiritual brother, someone that I can someday become exactly like. That is not what I mean anymore. I believe in Jesus Christ, the God of the Bible, my Lord, my true Savior, my Counselor, my intentional pursuer, the one who saved me from my sin with the most beautiful and free gift of his grace. I believe in this Jesus for many reasons now, but mainly because I have seen the difference between Michaela before him and Michaela after him, both in my mind and heart. No one, no thing could do what he did. I am a sinner. I have struggled with anxiety and not trusting in God, lust and idolizing or putting things above God. But Jesus saw me in my messiness. He didn't condemn me and give me a giant list of things that I could never accomplish in order to have his grace be sufficient for me. Instead, he took my place. He lived the perfect life I was meant to live. And he died the physical and spiritual sinner's death that I was meant to die. As I was actively rejecting and going against everything that he is, which is perfect goodness, he took my punishment and forgave me for all my sins, past, present, and future, by nailing them to the cross. And then he rose from the dead, fully defeating sin and death, so that I can have the assurance of where I'm going, along with an intense, unconditional, sacrificial love that I did nothing to gain and can never lose. Jesus is my prophet. He is my priest. He is my peace with God. He is my temple. He is my eternal family. He is my everything. He is the love I thought could not exist, a love that has totally and utterly consumed me, and it blows my mind every single day that I found that dream in the most unimaginable way.
Friends, and so we're really. We're Michaela's friends. I'm Cole. This is my wife, Rinsley, and we're just really proud of Michaela and just honored that she would ask us to baptize her. So, all right. Well, you summed up well, Michaela. But are you believing in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection alone for the forgiveness of your sins and for eternal life with him forever?
Yes. So, because of your belief in the gospel, Michaela, we baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
I can't believe I did all this, but it's so much.